Taking a look into last Thursday's cattle on feed report. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Last week, Thursday, we had our April cattle on feed report provided to us by the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Cattle on feed report told us that cattle on feed 98% of a year ago, placements were 105% in the month of March compared to a year ago, and March marketings were 101% of a year ago. So on feed, 11.638 million head, which is down 2%.
Zach Tindall with Producers Livestock Marketing gives us a quick state rundown of the cattle on feed inventory on 1,000-plus capacity feedlots.
Iowa was 103% of a year ago, Kansas at 98% of a year ago, Nebraska 102%, and Texas at 94%. This is a quarterly cattle on feed report, so we do get the heifer and steer breakdown of cattle that are on feed. Steers were 100% of what they were a year ago and accounted for 62% of the cattle in 1,000-head or larger yards. Heifers were actually down 4% compared to a year ago, so they accounted for 38% of the cattle.
And with the cattle inventory issue that we have been facing recently, Zach suggests that this heifer number in this report indicates...
Could be indicating a little bit of heifer retention there. You know, there have been some whispers and people trying to get on that program, and it just doesn't seem like it's coming real fast or real widespread. But according to these numbers, there is a little heifer retention taking place just because the heifers are down 4% compared to a year ago.
And taking a look at some more regionalized numbers.
Texas and Kansas overall on feed down 230,000 head from a year ago. Iowa and Nebraska up 80,000 head. Overall in the U.S., down 188,000 head, which would be the 2%. So no surprise that we have tighter numbers of cattle on feed inside a feed yard. I think it's always just interesting to look at where those cattle are. And then with this report, we got the steer and heifers and seeing heifers down 4%.
And as for placements into feedlots, Zach gives us a state-by-state number there and particularly points out what Texas's stat might mean.
Placements, not a whole lot of surprises there, up 5%. Was maybe a tick high on what the expectations were ahead of the report, but Iowa at 99%, Kansas 108, Nebraska actually at 111%, Texas at 101. That Texas number at 101 makes me believe or wonder if we're not getting these imports straightened out down in Mexico, or imports from Mexico. Cattle are starting to flow through a little better, and we're seeing some cattle come back in and go on feed. Now, Texas on feed number is not where it needs to be, but you got to remember they've been hindered by not being able to get that supply out of Mexico past 3-4 months, so it'll take a while for the on-feed number to get back up, but their placements are getting back to where they were a year ago.
And as we look at cattle marketing trends, Anthony Fisher, who is a USDA livestock analyst, looks at marketing trends in the cattle sector based on this recent cattle on-feed report.
We look at the marketing numbers, specifically the number of cattle on-feed over 150 days. This is a marker that illustrates how fast cattle are being marketed, and this number continues to grow. It's well above a year ago in absolute terms, as well as a percent of the number of cattle on feed. This is also reflected in heavier dressed weights of slaughter cattle. Feedlots, they continue to sell fed cattle at record high prices. This underscores their willingness to pay higher prices for feeder animals. The price of feeder steers weighing between 750 and 800 pounds sold at Oklahoma stockyards. This is a number that we track. It averaged about $283 per hundredweight in March. This was up 12% from a year ago. It was a record high price for the series, and it's steadily risen for the last 6 to 9 months. Part of what's driving that price increase is the current fed cattle price, which is very strong. In March, the fed cattle price averaged nearly $208 per hundredweight. This is also a record high price for the 5 area steers that we track, and it's up 11% from a year ago.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.